Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we will be sharing book talk. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Sure, thanks. Great to be back with you gentlemen of exceptional genius and with our loyal and discerning audience. My book for you today is The Luck Factor by Richard Wiseman. I will give you four simple principles that Wiseman says will change your luck, your life. Four simple behavioral techniques that are scientifically proven to give you help you attract good fortune. And that's all going to happen in just a few moments. Rick?
Great stuff. Thank you, Peter. Frank, what will you be sharing today?
I'm going to talk about another book from Paul Arden. In my previous book talk, I was talking about what you think the opposite. And this book is about, it's not how good you are, it's how good you want to be. It's this book.
Wow.
And Paul Arden was a well-known creative director at Saatchi & Saatchi for a long time ago, and he passed away in 2008. And he left a few very interesting books. And in this book, it's not how good you are, it's how good you want to be, is a handbook of how to succeed in the world, a pocket Bible between brackets for the talented and timid to make the unthinkable thinkable and the impossible possible. Paul Arden states at the backside of his book. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Well, stay tuned if you want to know more.
Terrific, Frank. Thank you. Can't wait. So what I'll be sharing today is my friend Robin mentioned the book, The Blue Zones, the other day. So it prompted me to take a look inside. It was written in 2010 by Dan Buettner, and he's one of the foremost authorities on longevity. And it covers blue zones. And these are where people live the longest and the healthiest. And I'll cover more in a minute. Peter, what are you going to be sharing today?
Hey, thank you, Rick. So what is the magic that lucky people have? Lucky people seem to have an uncanny ability to be in the right place at the right time and enjoy more than their fair share of lucky breaks. So this book represents the first scientific study of those folks to try and figure out how they lead such charmed life. Luck exerts a dramatic influence on our lives. One moment of bad luck can undo years of striving. One moment of good luck can lead to success and happiness. The author Wiseman didn't believe that luck could be the outcome of chance events because there are too many people consistently experiencing good luck or bad luck consistently. He noticed that lucky people constantly encounter chance opportunities. They accidentally meet people who have a very beneficial effect on their lives. They come across interesting opportunities in newspapers, magazines, online. Lucky people seem to make good decisions without even knowing why. They just seem to know when a business decision is sound or someone shouldn't be trusted. Lucky people's dreams, ambitions, and goals have an uncanny knack of coming true. Lucky people have an ability to turn their bad luck into good fortune. How is it that certain people are far more luckier than others? Could it be that lucky people are just more psychic, tuned into the universe? Well, Wiseman decided he should test this out. So this is his experiment. He had people self-identify as either lucky or unlucky. Which are you? Oh, I'm a lucky person. No, I'm not a lucky person. Then he had them give him the numbers that they were going to use in the next lottery. Out of the 700 people in the experiment, 36 won money. Half of those people who won money had identified as lucky. I'm a lucky person. And half of the people who won money identified as unlucky. This, he said, proved that lucky people are not particularly psychic. Well, not really. This is a very poor experiment for that. I can tell you in the real world, very psychic people who predict numerous events quite accurately are hopeless. when trying to guess numbers. Just seems to be the way. It would be just as fair to say that his experiment proves that people aren't very good judge of whether or not they're lucky if most of them didn't win, and the ones who were unlucky, they actually won. But if that was true, of course, it would mean Wiseman's research and the whole book was faulty. But I don't think that's true either. And as Wiseman himself admits, lucky people expected to win, and yet they didn't win in this experiment. And he says that's because life isn't like a lottery. So there was no point in the experiment. But anyway, from the research he did, Wiseman determined four principles for increasing your luck in life. So you're paying attention, you're writing down notes. If you're driving your car, pull over to the side, write down these notes. Okay. The funny thing is, each one of these principles, you're going to see how it supports the model of the Pathfinder's question and can be used by asking the Pathfinder's question. Principle one, lucky people create, notice, act upon the chance opportunities in their life. That includes being open to new experiences in their life, meeting a lot of people, keeping in contact with them. And Wiseman recommends that you make a real effort to connect with more people. Now, if this raises an alarm in your brain because you're not really outgoing, no worries. I never ask you to step outside your comfort zone. Just coach Dobby to ask the Pathfinder's question and see how Pathfinder effortlessly arranges to sync your agenda and activities with those of others. No sweat. Wiseman counsels that you should try to look at the world without expectations and prejudice. Just see what's there, rather than what you expect to be there. And that is the net effect of coaching your Dobby, your conditioned brain, to Pathfinder's real world guidance rather than his own biased and conditioned worldview. Principle two, lucky people make successful decisions by using their intuition. They listen to their gut feelings and hunches. And Wiseman advises you to listen to your inner voice and carefully consider what it's trying to say. He also advises you should take steps to boost your intuition by doing meditation and such, because intuition is found at that non-conscious level. Hello, this is the Pathfinder's question. What blocks the guidance you need is the stoppage from Dobby's filters acquired over a lifetime. Coaching Dobby to mindfully focus upon Pathfinder's guidance rather than his or her fears will allow him to better access intuition. Principle three. Lucky people expect good fortune to continue into the future, so they attempt to achieve their goals even if their chances of success seem slim, and they persevere in the face of failure because they expect to succeed. Lucky people expect their interactions with other people to be lucky and successful. So Wiseman advises you, spend a little time at the start of each day affirming that your future will be lucky. Set realistic but high expectations. Be open to the idea of trying to take a break or trying different ways of achieving your goals. And be prepared to try and try again for your dreams and ambitions to come true. Well, as you coach Dobby, your conditioned brain, he/she will come to learn that he/she can trust in and rely upon Pathfinder's guidance. He/she will discover that while they might not always get it right, you can always be all right. Dobby's goals are only his/her best guess as to what will make you happy, but Pathfinder knows where you will find fulfillment. Principle four, lucky people are convinced that any ill fortune in their life will in the long run work out for the best. So Wiseman advises you to try to think and look on the bright side of whatever happens to you. Take the long view and remember that any ill fortune may work out for the best. And he advises you not to focus on the bad luck that has happened in the past, but rather both past good fortune and the great things that are going to happen to you in the future. Rather than dwell on any ill fortune, try to take constructive steps to prevent more bad luck in the future. And when bad luck happens, think through new and creative ways of tackling it and mitigating or changing it into good luck. Since Dobby is the one doing all the worrying and dwelling on the past, since Dobby is the one who Pathfinder's streaming guidance to, Dobby's the one you want to work with. You don't need to change anything about yourself. You just need to help Dobby develop self-efficacy, a belief that with Pathfinder's help, he, she can handle any situation and find you the flow and shared fulfillment that you want. More at petermfellows.com. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what do you got today?
Yeah, I wonder if the Wiseman guy became also very lucky by making this book and promoting it. This, that he got some fortune by using his own recipe. But Paul Arnold actually in this book is really connecting to what you just said, Peter. So how good do you want to be? I'll read some fragments of this book, some chapters, and tell you what Arden says about it. So how good do you want to be? He says, all of us want to be good at our jobs, but how good do we really want to be? Quite good, good, very good, the best in our field, or the best in the world? Talent helps, but it won't take you as far as ambition. Everybody wants to be good, but not many are prepared to make the sacrifices it takes to be great. Too many people being nice in order to be liked is more important. They equal merit in that, but you must not confuse being good with being liked. Most people are looking for a solution, a way to become good. There's no instant solution. The only way to learn is through experiences and mistakes. That's also what I think Wiseman says. So Arden wraps it up with, you will become whoever you want to be. So my question for you is, do you become whoever you want to be? Look at your life. Look at yourself. Yes, a bit, or no? What's your answer? Well, this might be an interesting chapter also, because referring to what I've just said, you can achieve the unachievable. Oh yeah, you think that guy again. Well, it's interesting. Firstly, you need to aim beyond what you're capable of. You must develop and complete disregard of where your abilities end. Try to do things that you are incapable of. Stretch yourself. If you think you're unable to work for the best company in its sphere, make it your aim. If you think you're incapable of running a company, make it your aim. If you think you're unable to be on the cover of Time magazine or another great magazine, make it your business to be there. Make it your vision of where you want to be in reality. Nothing is impossible. Wow. Nothing is impossible. I've heard that before, you might say. Now, well, interesting. Is that true? Nothing is impossible. You might say, well, I don't believe this. You can't climb the Mount Everest without legs, can you? No? Yes, you can. On May 15th, 2006, after 40 days of climbing, New Zealand's Mark Ingles became the first ever double amputee to reach the summit of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. So who says you can't do it? Nothing is more frustrating than saying you can do something and seeing someone else doing it. So it's time to list the fundamentals. According to Paul Arden, there are a few fundamentals to his statement. It's not how good you are, it's how good you want to be. Number one, I now mentioned some of them, not all. Energy. It's 75% of the job. If you don't got it, just be nice. Do not seek praise. Seek criticism. It's quite easy to get approval if we ask enough people, or if we ask those who are likely to tell us what we want to hear. The likelihood is that they will say nice things rather than to be critical. Also, we tend to edit out the bad, so we hear only what we want to hear. That's interesting thinking if we relate this to what Peter just said about the wise man's book, The Lucky People. So The other thing, it's all my fault. There are no excuses. Stop the blame game. Blame, stop it. When you feel it popping up, stop it, pause, reflect. Improvise, adapt, and overcome, as the unofficial mantra of the US Marine Corps sounds. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. Do not covet your ideas. Give away everything you know, and more will come back to you. It's interesting. You empty your can. Most people say, no, I cannot share it because then I am out of sales. You know, by the way, he says, it's not my fault. He says something quite interesting. Just have a look where I say, oh yeah, here it is. Give away everything you know. Most ideas are not your ideas anyway. They are someone else's. They are out there floating by on the ether. You just have to put yourself in a mind frame to pick them up. There are so many ideas. There's so many things there. You're never sure of it unless you're afraid. Don't be afraid. The last one, don't look for the next opportunity. The one you have in hand is the opportunity. The question is, am I willing to have and to keep an open mind to everything, to make nothing wrong in advance? Are you? To quote Harold Acton, some people take no mental exercise apart from jumping to conclusions. Don't be that person. Change your thinking and welcome yourself to a wonderful new way of living. It's not how good you are. It's how good you want to be. Man. So, Rick, how good do you want to be? Wow. Surprise us.
Great stuff, Frank. That is totally you, Frank. That is you, that book. So here's what I want to share today. Nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, they're all so important. If you know me, you know my favorite lane to drive in is connection. So I dug in a bit to uncover more in this book, The Blue Zones. Buettner says social connection for so many can be a vital piece to your longevity puzzle. Buettner states only 10% of our longevity potential comes from our genes. I was blown away by that. 90% is lifestyle, and one big piece is social connection. Isolation kills. Now, of course, everyone doesn't crave connection. A few people I know like isolation, but what he's talking about is really just having people in your life, and maybe you can go in and out of those connections. But if you're like me, having good friends, engaging socially, and feeling part of a community is key. It's a key to longevity. Perhaps you'll see us and our Road Ahead Cafe family as your community. And there's so much more opportunity to come for you to help us create a safe, healthy, elevated space for all. So I hope you'll connect. Peter, final thoughts.
All right. Let's see. Wiseman has never met me, and he knows nothing about the Pathfinder's question. Yet his scientific findings only serve to support this new mindfulness application. But you probably don't need Wiseman's book. You're obviously lucky. After all, you found us, the Road Ahead Cafe. So you're either very lucky or very smart. Talk to you again next week.
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, you want to share your final thoughts?
Completely agree with my dear friend Peter on this. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are, according to Anais Nin. And I agree with it. Do you? I hope so. When we are at home, when you are at home, walk over to the mirror. And while watching yourself, ask yourself the following question. How good do I want to be? Be silent and just listen to what your inner voice has to say to you. Don't let Dobby interfere with all doubts and all the mantras you've ever heard when you were small and little, and I can be this and I should be that. How good do you want to be? Want to know more? Connect to the three of us. Or if you want to have to talk with me, fine. www.frankbias.nl. And I'm happy to meet you. And as always, what you think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to subscribe.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you so much. So my final thoughts, when you make connection, especially with a vibrant, positive community, one of your main goals, life becomes easier and much more fulfilling. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now. Don't be shy. Tell us why. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.